Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. God says it's time to walk in the new and living way. It's time to enter His rest. All right. We're getting ready to come into some very, very intense months on the Hebrew calendar. We're getting ready to come into the sixth month, the month of Elul. It's going to happen on Monday, September 2nd. And so this is the last week before that takes place, the last week of the month of Av, where God reveals Himself as Comforter. He also promoted us in August. He met what the eighth month on the Gregorian calendar, which means new beginnings. He met us on the first day, the eighth day, and also the 13th day at sundown, which ended the 3 weeks of mourning in Israel. And so this is a time where God positions us for change. And with that change that's coming here in the fall time, we need to learn how to enter His rest. So He says it's time to enter a new and living way. And a new and living way means that God has done something historically to change how we view today's moments. Listen, I know this past week there was a lot of warfare. There's been a lot of shifts in the spirit. There's been a lot of difficulties, stressors. There has been physical challenges. There has been financial challenges. There has been people moving house. You know, there has been all kinds of things that have been happening in the spirit realms. Things are leaving and things are starting, okay? This is why at the beginning of August, God always, He honors our Gregorian calendar, even though it was a man-made thing. It's an earthly thing. It falls during very, very special Hebrew months, not always the month of Av. Sometimes Elul is right there in the middle of it, okay? But it's always during times where God says, it's time for a fresh start. It's time for something new. You've passed through summer, and now I'm going to start accelerating things. I'm going to start moving and shifting things rapidly, and I need you to be strong. So the prophetic word for you this week from God is that He wants you to live in what's already been completed, what's been made whole, what's been made righteous. And that is a new and living way, which Jesus instituted for us through the veil. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20 tell us that. He says, "Brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Since He says we have this boldness because Jesus went in to the Holy of Holies and He put His blood on the mercy seat. "This is now," in verse 20, "a new and living way, which Jesus Himself has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say His flesh." Meaning when He died on the cross, it was through the veil. The veil was split between the holiest of holies and the holy place, okay? And in that, we now have the rights to enter. What does that mean? That means we have the rights to enter His rest. Come on, God is saying to you at this time, enter My rest for what is coming. So you got to change your way of thinking. You got to adjust some things. You got to get into a new mode or a new and living way. Now a living way means that everything you do is not only coming from the life on the inside of you, the power of the Holy Spirit, coming outward to change your environments, to make your environments life. It's an eternal place. It has no beginning and no end. Why? Because Jesus, when He went in to the Holy of Holies and put His blood on the mercy seat, which we're going to be talking about over the next couple of months as we approach the Day of Atonement, which is the sixth feast for the year on the Hebrew calendar, okay? Really, it's the sixth feast on the Gregorian calendar. It's the second feast on the Hebrew calendar in regards to the head of the year, okay? So what we're looking at here is that this is a time where we've got to change, just get this out of this message, change our thinking and start entering into His rest. Things are going to start accelerating rapidly. And the warfare is surrounding the fact that the beginning of August, major shifts happened. You got promoted, but another promotion is getting ready to come. Okay. God promotes like four times a year. August is a little extra one in there, and that's because He accelerates things quickly on the 1st, the 8th, and this year it was also the 13th. They're little boosts of acceleration, okay, that come. But real promotion happens when we enter into the head of the year, which is going to be the head of the year 5785, Pei Hei. It's going to be a time where the voice of grace begins to overtake the earth. And so God is calling us to live out what He's getting ready to do. So you need to begin to enter into a new and living way, a way of grace. This means let go of the things that bring forth death in your life, death thoughts, death moments. What I mean by death is things that create fear, anxiety, worry, sickness. Got to let go of these things, okay? And you do that by entering His rest. Now, you may have worry, you may have fear, you may have anxiety, you may have sickness, you may have things surrounding you that are dying right and left, okay? But learn to enter into the new and living way, which is a brand new way of rest and peace. This is what God is calling for. He says, listen, as things begin to accelerate, no matter what you're going through, I want you to remain in my rest. That's in Hebrews chapter 4. It says that the Israelites did not enter His rest because they lacked belief. Belief in what? Okay, they lacked belief, okay, in God and what He was going to be doing for them, the God of the promise. So you've got to change your thinking here. If your thinking is stuck in lack, in less than, in negative, in these kinds of things, you've got to change your thinking. You got to begin to meditate on the Word of God. That's the only thing that's going to change, is meditation on the Word of God. You got to meditate. So start with Hebrews chapter 10, okay? Or read 7, 8, 9, and 10 to get yourself started. Now, they might be kind of hard scriptures to understand, but if you get in 10, there's a new and living way. Ask Him, say, what is this new and living way that I'm supposed to be living in? The new and living way is a way of rest, because as things begin to accelerate, you can't possibly keep up with them, but you can keep up with your faith that will enable you to move with the time, seasons, and the changes, okay? See, faith is the stability that we have in the midst of tumultuous times. Let me say that again. Your faith is the stability that you have in the midst of tumultuous times. Now listen, that's very, very important. So if you lack faith in a certain area, lacking faith in a certain area means that you're positioning yourself for tumultuous times. You're falling into the time. You can't do that. You got to remain in that place of peace so that you can move into the realms that God has for you. All right. So I just want to encourage you today, a new and living way has been made through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And this new and living way is in line with a new covenant order. What's the new order? It's the new eternal order of Melchizedek. It means there's no beginning and no end. What brings fear in our life is that time is diminished. If you give us time, then fear decreases. Now, you might say, well, Candace, not all my issues are around time. Well, ultimately, they are. Because when Adam and Eve ate the apple, what happened is they ate the forbidden fruit. We then entered into what's called an earth time zone. There was not an earth time zone before then. There's only eternal time zone, no beginning and no end. Once they entered into that, they opened up a portal of us being on a time zone that was disconnected from the eternal, which means everything comes to an end. Everything. And our DNA is triggered for beginnings and endings. Our DNA is triggered for what if I can't? What if this happens? Okay, that's all beginning and ending, right? That's how we function, human nature-wise. We function within a realm of something is being started and something is ending, okay? And so when we talk about aligning with the times and seasons, we have to align with the eternal time zone. We have to get in that place where Jesus was the new and living way that reconciled the two. Where there was a split during the sin of Adam and Eve, that opened up a door for the power of sin and death. That's been defeated. Death has been defeated. Now we're in an eternal realm. And you might say, but Candace, I'm not going to live forever. And I say, if you believe in Jesus, you're going to live forever. The only thing that dies is the body. Right? But the spirit and the soul do not die. So you've got to learn to function spirit and soul first, body second. All right? The body encases the everlasting. All right? Which means the soul needs to get in gear with what the spirit is saying and what the eternal is saying. This is the new and living way. This is a way that has no beginning and no end. And this was established long before Adam and Eve ever engaged in original sin. And so we need to know that once we come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are taken back, okay, backwards, either back to the garden where there was no time zone difference. There was no difference in the time zones. It was all eternal time zone. There was no death. Death only happens when there's an earth time zone. Things are born and things die, right? We know that from Ecclesiastes. There's a time to mourn and there's a time to have joy, right? There is times like this, okay? And so because of that, that is a reflection of what happened with Adam and Eve. But because of Jesus, somebody say, but because of Jesus, somebody say, but because of Jesus, what happened? We have now been resurrected out of the power of sin, death, and the grave, which now means we're in the eternal time zone. Now we have been catapulted to the realms of the ascension where there is prosperity, peace, joy, nothing missing, nothing broken, and the eternal rest that was promised in Hebrews chapter 4 that the Israelites missed. If you believe, you will have eternal rest. And folks, this is not just when your body dies. You're called to rest now. Somebody slap your neighbor and say, I'm called to rest now. You're not, God didn't give you this life on the earth. Hear me, life. It's a new and living way. It's not a new and death way. It's a new and living way of life. He called you to live. And living is eternal. It's everlasting. Living is not just for a period of time, okay? That is earth time focus. It's forever. Now, listen, if you can change your thinking like this, you will walk in peace through some of the most difficult circumstances you're ever faced with. Why? Because all they are is part of your journey. They're not the end. I'm talking to somebody right now because some of you are looking at life with beginning and end to everything. You're looking for the next event in your life. You're looking for the next big moment. Listen, listen, listen. Enjoy, listen, enjoy what you've got. And how can you enjoy what you have if you're always looking to what you don't have? You can't possibly. Rest in where you're at. And he gives us permission in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. Memorize these. Through the veil, his flesh, his death, burial, and resurrection, we've entered now into eternal realms. Once you crack the time zone, hashtag crack the time zone. Once you crack the time zone, then you live in an eternal place of peace, even in the most tumultuous moments of your life. You're going to go through and you read this in my book, my 365 prophetic revelations. There are moments. There's going to be promotion. There's going to be warfare. There's going to be stripping and repentance. There are cycles that happen, right? But these cycles happen because the earth zone lives in a place of death, but the eternal zone does not. So let the eternal zone be a part of who you are, and then you'll defy the earth zone. Now, am I telling you that your body's not going to die and go into the earth one day? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is the soul, the mind, the will, the emotions, and the spirit live forever. So you can beat what's happening around you. All the upsets or the confusions or the warfare or the things like that by resting in the eternal time zone. That rest exists in the completion that we have not only through the power of the resurrection, but the power of the ascension. And listen, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you got to get my book, Heavenly Portals, How Eternity Impacts Your Past, Present, and Your Future. We have been mantled with the splendor of God that we might carry out the new and living way on the earth. If you ask people, what's the new and living way? They're going to come up with a whole lot of different answers. But the new and living way is what was instituted before the earth was ever spoken into existence. That is what Jesus bought back for us, that we should enter into that time. You will never die, but you will live forever when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can start living eternity today by resting in what's already been completed, spirit, soul, and body. Come on, God is good right now. I feel his presence. You got to share this with somebody. Change your thinking. And if you do not understand what I'm talking about, go to my website and get a copy of my book, Heavenly Portals, Where Eternity Impacts Your Past, Present, and Future. Get a copy of my MP3 files. I'll teach you through this. I'll tell you about the two different time zones. But this month, as we end the month of Av, because we're getting ready to step into Elul on Monday, September 2nd, okay? We're going to enter into 40 days of Teshuvah before Yom Kippur, okay? It's a time of rebuilding the temple. It's a very, very special time. God says, learn now to enter into rest because I'm going to build your temple so strong that you're going to be able to accelerate, advance, and move in a place of eternal rest. You want signs, miracles, and wonders? Stop trying to figure out how that's going to happen in the earth without understanding the eternal time zones. In eternity, all things live forever. They never die. There is a place like that. And through Jesus' shed blood, he has given us that opportunity to live like that today. This isn't just about where you're going. It's who you are and where you are now. Who are you? You're now a new creature with an eternal life. Now, today, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for this, okay? So stop thinking that all this stuff comes after you die. Stop thinking that once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's so you can have life after death. No, have life after death now. The death came with Adam and Eve. Live life. It's a new and living way. It's the new eternal order of Melchizedek, all right? You got to understand this stuff. It takes a long time to understand it. I've been studying it for over 25 years, right? I'm not expecting you to get it right like this. However, bask yourself in it. Bask yourself in it. Understand key words and get in the word. See, the word comes alive. Memorize Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. And carry that boldness with you, and supernaturally things are going to change in your life. You don't have to know all the other stuff. Memorize the scriptures, hold them dear, and enter into his rest. Why? Because promotion came to you at the beginning of August. God's going to build that temple strong enough here as we come into Elul, and he's going to strengthen you, to start strengthening us, because things are accelerating and he needs you to be a new and living way. Come on, stop your neighbor and say, you got to be a new and living way. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. I want to be a new and living way. For me to be a new and living way after this month of August, or after the month of Av, Menachem Av, God our Comforter, I'm going to enter into the month of Elul, which becomes a strategy time, a rebuilding time. It is a time where we live out the promotion that we were just given here, even in August, okay? It's a time where we begin to carry. We begin to carry a new level of anointing, a new level of power, a new level of strength. And listen, none of that comes from the realms of the earth. You can't draw off the earth to produce anything. You draw off of heaven to impact the earth, okay? Anything that's been given to us in the earth has been touched by heaven and has a level of power, a level of life that carries forth with it. So change your thinking. Heaven first, earth second, spirit realms first, soulish realm second, eternal realms first, earth realm second. Okay, those are some of the same terms. All right. 4, you're living a new and living way that was bought for you by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. All right, somebody share this word. Your encouraging word today is there's a new and living way, and you're being invited to live in it. Whoo, I'm joining you right there. Come on, I'm entering my rest. We're accelerating and I want to rest. All right, so why don't you join me on Wednesday, September 18th at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern. You can join my Glory Road community. You can come online with me. I'm going to talk more about this. I'm going to teach you about ascension. I'm going to teach you about the Hebrew calendar, but we have a time to talk and get to know each other. We have a time to synthesize the word together, to get into that place and say, this is what God is doing in my life, and I can see how this is working alongside the Hebrew calendar and what God is doing in the realms of ascension, the new and living way. So you can do that by simply going to my website at CandiceSmithman.com and clicking on Glory Road Community. Join the Ascend 2024 group. That's what we are. We're a group. and we're going to join together. We join together every month. It's only $30 a month. You can come on, come off, okay? Love for you to come on and stay on, all right? But we want you to sign up. Sign up and come and be a part of what we're doing and get the opportunity to meet me, and I get the opportunity to meet you. If you don't yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, grab a hold of that, because you're not going to understand what I'm talking about without the book. Every day there's a prophetic revelation. I will walk you through every single day of every single month, and it's a never-ending book. So it's not like a calendar where you have January through December, or even you have the Hebrew months of the year where they're listed out with the calendar. That's not it. It's every day you get a prophetic revelation, but I walk you through the calendar. But I'll teach you technologically how to find out every single day on the Hebrew calendar. So like if you start it and then you stop it, all you got to do is type in what day is it today on the Hebrew calendar into Google, and bingo, it comes up. All right. And then you start again. But there's prophetic revelations. You can pray through them. You can see what God's doing. What's he getting ready to do? And what's he already done? Your life will match up distinctly with the times and seasons of God through the Hebrew calendar. It's going to happen. It will happen. There's only a few times where the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar have any kind of mashed. We just experienced that here in the beginning of August, all right? When God began to touch us with promotion on the 1st, the 8th, and the 13th. Or sometimes it's the 15th. He does that every year in August, because the earth zone begins to accelerate September, October, and November, even some of December every year, all right? But they happen to also be very important years on the Hebrew, very important months on the Hebrew calendar. You got to learn this stuff. And listen, there's a lot to learn, okay? And listen, I'm still learning. There's a lot I've got to learn, and I'm hungry to learn. I want to know as much as God wants to reveal to me. I want the keys of wisdom. Come on, how many of you want the keys of wisdom, revelatory keys? So that's what we're doing. We're just seeking God together, and we're finding answers, and we're working with him as he reveals who he is to us. And I'm so excited to find that out. So then maybe you feel like you need a coach. You need a Christian coach. Listen, we can set you up with a Christian coach. We can set you up. Now, there are fees associated with that, but we can set you up with a Christian coach. We have a biblical life coaching and transformational life coaching organization called Dream Mentors International. Go to dreammentors.org and you can sign up there if you need a coach. But maybe you say, Candace, I want to do what you do. I want to help coach other people. Then you know what? You need to sign up today, and we'll hook you up with somebody who will train you to be a Christian coach. We have classes, we have curriculum that are being used at schools, at universities, at different places where people are saying, I want to be trained as a Christian coach. I want to be a good discipler. I want to know how to help other people and get down into it. We got the materials for that. We got curriculum for that. And we want to hook you up with some classes so that you can walk away with a credential that says you know what you're doing. I mean, it's time to know what you're doing so that you can be a good discipler and help other people. Help out your church members, you know, help out your friends in your neighborhood. It's time, and especially here this fall, God is calling you. Get you set up. And so we've got some new classes that are going to be starting in October. So we want you to get you all signed up between now and then. Go to dreammentors.org and ask for some more information. Somebody will reach out to you. It's exciting times. All right, there's a new and living way. Share this with a friend, because we're getting ready to come into the month of Elul in about 9 days, and we got to be ready. All right, be blessed, and I'll see you next week.